Chapter 2. Carrie awoke, feeling as if she was wrapped in cotton. She opened her eyes to find she wasn't in the hospital. Confused, she looked around and saw she was in a large room with wood-paneled walls. Light shafted over the blankets on the bed. A real bed, not a hospital bed. Flowers burst from vases on every conceivable surface, filling her view with a riot of color. Beneath the sweet scent of the wildflowers was the clean smell of beeswax on the furniture. More distant, fresh air and the crisp scent of pine trees and verdant moss. Faintly, she heard water lapping against a shoreline of some sort. She continued to study the room until her eyes focused on Dr. Kennedy, who sat on a nearby chair reading a mystery novel. Dr. Kennedy? What's going on? Where am I? Looking up, Dr. Kennedy placed her book aside and stood with a smile. Carrie, you're awake. Good. Getting up, she quickly checked Carrie over and stepped back, apparently satisfied with the results. Where am I? Carrie repeated. Dr. Kennedy smiled and took a deep breath. Well, Alice, you just fell down the proverbial rabbit hole. I'll start simple. You're at Star Lake Lodge. It's up in the Northern Cascades, about an hour north of Leavenworth. You'll be here for a while. What? Why? Alarm began to creep through her system. Well, the why is pretty complicated, and I'm not the one to tell you everything. Your life changed that night in the alley, Carrie. It wasn't a dog that attacked you. It was a wolf. A werewolf. A what? Carrie laughed. My head injury is worse than I thought. Or the drugs are working too hard because I swear I heard you say I was attacked by a werewolf. No, your head is fine. And yes, you heard correctly. You were attacked by a werewolf, Dr. Kennedy repeated with annoying calm. She sat up and winced, a bit dizzy. So, you're the one on drugs then? There are no such things as werewolves.
But there are, beautiful.
Carrie turned in the direction of the deep voice.